Leah Esther.
Hola, Esther.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
We'll be starting momentarily.
Okay.
Please mute your phones by pressing *6. That tends to minimize the static. You can always unmute your phones by pressing *6 again, as this will allow you to be heard again. And you're all welcome to speak and ask questions during the class and during the discussion. On Rosh Chodesh, we normally do not start with the Diana Bakalach, we end with it. But we do start with a verse from the Zohar. Tonight's verse comes from the Zohar Miketz, the Parasha of Miketz, section 4. Pasuk 32, and we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu kish kinte bid hilu urchimu ud hilu ud hilu urchimu le'achta l'shem yud he bavav he v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu konene aleinu maasei adeinu konenehu. Vayishlach paro vayikra et Yosef vayiritzuhu. Min habor vigomer ribi abba. Betach v'yamar rotze Hashem, et yareav, et kazdo kama kuchabarifu itre beho betzadikaya begin de tzadikaya inun avdin shilama leela beavde shilama letata via alin kala bevala ugim kach kuchabarifu itre beho beinun tedachalin leya veavdin reuteya. The translation: then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. Rabbi Abba opened the discussion with the verse, Hashem takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope for his mercy. How much the Holy One, blessed be he, delights in the righteous, for they make peace above in Abba and Ima, and they make peace below in Zeranpin and the Nukva, and they bring the bride to her husband. The Holy One, blessed be he, is therefore pleased with those who fear him and abide by his wish. My commentary: the pasuk is clear as written, yet please note that the word wish is in the singular and not the plural. This raises the question as to what is the wish of Hashem. Does anybody have any questions? The word Tevet starts with a tet. Yes, I'm a poet and I didn't know it. The word Tevet, starting with the tet, which is cognate, sounds like, connects to the word Tov, which means good. And so everybody learns this and says, wow, what a great good month we're going to have. Yet Tevet is one of the three negative months of the year. And to explain this, I'm going to read a commentary from a blog by an author who's a friend of mine, but the blog's name is the Bet Miriam, the House of Miriam. According to Kabbalah, every month offers unique spiritual opportunities and blessings. Just as there are fluctuations in the weather, so there are changes in the spiritual energies available. Those who are attuned to these energies are aware of these changes and know how to use this knowledge for their personal growth and success. Kabbalah divides the calendar months between Jacob and Esav. Tevet is one of the three months that belong to Esav. In Jewish history, Tevet has been a time of great trial to the Jewish people. As the darkest and often the coldest month of the year, Tevet brings challenges that force us to tap into our inner resources and become stronger as individuals and stronger as a people. And you're seeing that in the modern events of the world this week. Unlike the expansiveness of Kislev, the previous month, when we take steps to go forward, to realize our dreams and visions, in Tevet we uproot the remaining negative forces that keep us from realizing them. During the month of Tevet, there is a natural tendency to restrict oneself, to be prudent and focused. This is an optimal month to establish and strengthen a routine, this month that truly supports your well-being. On the inside level, this month of Tevet is a time of great light, a time of transformation and redemption. The light of Tibet is hidden in the darkness. As the Baal Shem Tov said, that because God's light is so powerful, it needs to be concealed in darkness. The letter for Tibet is Tet, which is also the first letter of Tov, which means good. According to Kabbalah, the month of Tibet is devoted to the purification of negative emotions, particularly anger and jealousy. Tibet offers an amazing opportunity for clearing and healing negative emotion. Do not be surprised if you witness around you, or even within you, greater anger this month. The energy of Tibet was originally good. Mashiach was supposed to either be born in Tibet or manifest in Tibet, relating to the essence of Tibet at that time being in good condition. The energy of the month of Tibet is considered by the Zohar to be one of the three most negative months of the year. And the other two months are Tammuz and Leo, Av. One of the explanations for why this is no longer true, or why this is considered a negative month, we will discuss with respect to the tribe of God, G-A-D, Gimel Dalet. The tribe of God, the elder, the leader, the son of Jacob, named God. It's mentioned in the Midrash that he did a negative action, but nowhere is it written what his negative action is. But it's written that he did a negative action, and due to that negative action, the energy of Mashiach was transferred from Tibet to the month of Shvat. The attribute during the month of Tibet is rogez, anger, and actually agitation. For most of us, agitation leads to anger. And as you will see below, the energy of Tibet is best handled by being aware of our potential for anger and not allowing it to manifest in our emotions. And the life during Tibet, the energy of Tibet will cause us to become angry, giving us an opportunity to cleanse that emotion. In the ancient Hebrew mindset and the Zohar, agitation is an irritation that leads us to search for spiritual growth, and thus it is seen as potentially very good. The tribe of God, but the word God has three meanings. One is a coriander root, one is wormwood, and the other is a bitter herb. A good possibility of the mistake that God made has to do with some sexual aspects and has to do with the period of teshuvah for sexual mistakes called Shovavim that always commences with the parasha of Shvat, of Shmot, of Exodus, which is generally around the middle of the month of Tevet. In modern times, we think that the tribal connection to Tevet is Asher, having the meaning of happiness. But Tevet is a bittersweet happiness, because Leah gave Jacob her handmaid, which was a stepsister, and she had a child, the fifth child, and so she was happy. Leah was happy to provide this fifth son to Jacob, yet she would have preferred it if that would have happened to her as the birth mother, rather than having to give it to another woman. That's the bittersweet happiness associated to the energy of Tevet. The totem is the olive tree. And the olive tree in earlier days was the sign of wealth and Parnassah. And that's where the astrological influences of the Capricorn, as we will discover, tends to be always in a good Parnassah, a good level of sustenance. They're good business people. Why? Because of this energy of the olive tree. The tribal stone of Tevet is called the Tarshish, which is translated or it's recognized as the stone beryl, B-E-R-Y-L. Now, the word Tarshish in Hebrew is in the Tanakh, in the book of Jonah. Jonah is told to go to Tarshish. Excuse me. Jonah is told to go to Nineveh. But he instead books passage for Tarshish. And very few people have made the connection. Everybody thinks Jonah was running away from his work, but that's not really true. Nineveh has a gematria of 121. Tarshish has a gematria of 1210. 10 times 121. 10 times indicates a completion, a complete structure. Hashem told Jonah to go to Nineveh and prophesize about the destruction of the city unless they did teshuvah. Jonah booked passage for Tarshish because it would have represented the completion of that teshuvah. That's my opinion. Tevet is the 10th month of the year. Now, I know we start the year in the 7th month, which doesn't make any sense, as we all know. But Tevet is the 10th month of the year. And the 10th month of the year, the 10th of anything, is Malchut. And Malchut has no light of its own. And this is why on the physical level, Tibet is the coldest and darkest month of the year. And yet, it has great light. It's Rosh Chodesh is one of the days of Hanukkah. The sixth candle we lit tonight, Rosh Chodesh. The sixth candle represents Yesod. The sixth candle represents the light of, I have to think this through, the light of Chesed. No, the light of Giburah, the light of judgment, entering into the vessel of Bina, while all of the other lights move down one level, one vessel, as we are progressing to the point of completion, of Tzot Hanukkah. The zodiac sign is the goat. The goat is known as the astrological sign of Capricorn. It's Gedi. Gematria of Gedi is 17. Tov, good. Gedi is a goat. This is the year of the goat. The energy of this year in Tibet is going to be very intense. And the only tool, the best tool we have, is Zivug Dehaka'a, binding by striking. Stop your reactions. You're going to have a tendency to be irritable. You're going to have a tendency to get angry. You're going to have a tendency to get jealous. And this understanding has to be stopped. These reactions need to be stopped. Don't stop them. You are experiencing chaos in your life, God forbid. Stop them. And you start to remove the chaos from your life. Now, there is no holidays in the month of Tibet. But there is a holiday. We don't consider it part of Tibet because it's only the last 2 or 3 days of Tibet. And that's the holiday of Hanukkah. But the rest of Tibet has no holidays. But it does have high energy days. And what are those high energy days? The first one appears on the 8th day. Not talking about Zot Hanukkah. I'm talking about the 8th day of Tibet. Many Orthodox Haredi people fast on this day. This is the day that the Egyptian viceroy received the 70 translations from the 70 sages of the Sanhedrin, the 70 translations of the Torah into the Greek language. Many Haredi people, many Orthodox people consider that a shanda, a calamity. Why? because we had a halakha not to translate the Torah from Hebrew to any other language, because we lose energy whenever we translate. Now, the 10th day is ordained by our sages as a public fast day. And this is due to what happens on the 10th day. The walls of Jerusalem were breached in the destruction of both temples. Jerusalem lost its wall. It was breached on the 10th day of Tevet, but it wasn't until Tisha B'Av that the temple wall was breached. So the 10th day of Tevet is a public fast day, and that's why many people don't fast on the 8th day of Tevet, but many do both days. The energy days, starting with the Motzi Shabbat of the Parasha of Vayechi, is the beginning of the study of the Parasha of Shmot, Exodus. Shovavim is the period that starts on that day and runs for 6 weeks. And during those 6 weeks, they're all high energy days, all cleansing sexual impropriety throughout the various incarnations of our lives. We will be teaching next, not tomorrow, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, about Shovavim. Here are some practical tools to adopt in Tibet to help you overcome this energy of anger that will be affecting you. Number one, delve into your anger. Recognize that it's taking over for you. Don't suppress the emotion of anger. Take a look at why are you getting angry. Use the opportunity to learn about yourself. Do not act out the anger. Would you please unmute your phone by pressing *6? I'm getting background noise. Thank you. Recognize that you're feeling. I have to mute everybody now. Everyone has been muted. In order to ask a question, please press *6 to unmute yourself. Recognize that any emotion that you feel has a responsibility. Whatever feelings we have at any given time is a reaction to the circumstances we find ourselves in. This is called the source of our feeling. Delve into it. Ask yourself why you're reacting the way you are. Look at this source. Decide to change the source so that you don't have that feeling. Or accept it accept your responsibility, and therefore you won't be upset or irritable by your reaction. These are all aspects of binding by striking. Practice humility. The RE teaches us that the opposite emotion to anger is humility. This is a very great lesson and an amazing tool. When you do not allow yourself to act on anger, you bring a consciousness of humility upon yourself. Start to feel what it means to be humble. Not the false humbleness, but the true knowledge of where you are spiritually. This is true humbleness. Number four, see the good in everyone and everything around you that happens to you, that you experience. Look for the good. Now, the letters of the month. And the permutation that we will do when we say the Anabakoa. But understanding these letters, we have a letter bet. And the letter bet comes from the word, or not from the word, but it represents the letter that created the planet Saturn, the planet Shabtai. And what is Shabtai? It's the planet with rings. The bet is blessings, and that's an aspect of Shabtai. But it also relates to the idea that during Tevet, only the dark side of Shabtai, the dark side of Saturn, is the energy. What is the dark side of Saturn? It's that part of the planet that's pointing away from the sun. It never points towards the sun. It's pointing out to the universe, to that expansion of your consciousness. But how do you do that? By not getting angry, by not being reactive. The other letter that created the constellation, the Gedi, the goat, that is the letter Ayin. And the Ayin is the Hebrew word that means to be able to see. Bet has the consciousness of blessing. Look for the good in everyone, which is seeing the blessings. Does anyone have any questions before we start saying the Anabakoa about the month? Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Serura. Aleph Bet Gimel, Yud Tav Tzadik. The letters of the month of Tevet, the Ayin that created the constellation, Gedi, the goat, and the Bet that created the planet Shabtai. Together, the Ayin and the Bet have a gematria of 72, and 72 connects us to the Sefirah of Chochmah, which is wisdom. You have the opportunity to connect to wisdom if you choose not to get angry this month. The permutation that we will use tonight and tomorrow of the Tetragrammaton, of the Havaya name, the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the permutation we will use is Hey-Yud-Heh-Vav. So please stand up and dance around the room with me. Sing with me. Hey-Yo-Heh-Wah-Heh-Yo-Heh-Wah. Hey yo, hey wa, 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 hey yo, hey wa. Hey yo, hey wa, 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 dance around and be happy. Hey yo, hey wa, see the good in everyone, see the good in everything. Hey yo, hey wa. Hey yo, hey wa, 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 hey. Hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa. See the light in the darkness, see the light in the darkness. Hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa. I in bed see the blessing in everything that happens. Hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa. See the darkness become light. Hey yo, hey wa. Hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa. I am bet Hachma, wisdom. Hey yo, hey wa. Hey yo, hey wa. The six letters of this first verse of the Anabakoach, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi, has a gematria of 506. And connects to the phrase Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. Try to respond, not react, but try to respond with unconditional love during the month of Tevet. Barchem tacharem Rachamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzaditav Gimel. These six letters spell the two words cross a ton. And I'm sorry I gave you the wrong verse. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora. Kufre shayan sintet nun. Did I do it on purpose? No. Did it give you an irritability? More than likely. It gave me one. Cross Satan means tear up Satan. You can see how strong the pull of the negative system is during Tevet, that I would have jumped for two other verses. What is going on? It is the energy. Become reactive, become irritated, become angry or jealous, or overcome these tendencies. Cross Satan, tear up Satan. Rearrange the letters and it spells Sha'ar Katan, small gates, and reminds us to guard our gates, our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dalet is the Gematria 57, which is the Hebrew word Zan, which means Parnassah, sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that lets us take any part of our body back to its stem cell state, where it can be cleansed, where it can be healed, where it can be rejuvenated. Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem This sequence connects us to the Sephirah of Netzach and its essence of eternal victory. If you overcome your anger, you will be able to connect to Netzach. Chasin Kadosh Birov Tuvcha Nael Adata Petkufet Tetnunayan. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of thankfulness and appreciation. Appreciate the person who brings that irritable connection to you, that opportunity to stop your anger. Appreciate the person. This is how you overcome an anger. When you realize that that person is Hashem's personal messenger to you, Hashem personally sent that messenger, that person, that irritation to you so that you could overcome your anger. Yahid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zokrei Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects us to the Sefirah of Yesod and sexuality, the sexual organs, the sexual drive, the creation energy, the spine, and understanding these connections, and in the month of Tevet, the sexual mistakes that can be cleansed and repaired, achieving tikkun, understanding the teshuvah that needs to be done on Shovavir, allows you to achieve Mashiach consciousness that you can take into the month of Shvat, where it will manifest. Shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodeya talumot shinkufav tzadiyuta. The last verse of the Anabakoa. The Shin and the Kuf are the first two letters having a gematria of 400, representing the four worlds times 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. 400 represents completion and ultimately perfection. The last four letters has the gematria of 506, like the first verse, and allows us to connect with Ahavatinam, unconditional love. And what we learn from this teaching is the step to completion is by injecting unconditional love in every step in our life process. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now, we need to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, between the positive and the negative aspects of that creation. And we will do so utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. And remember, tonight and tomorrow, every time you say the Adonai, you see Hashem's name, use the permutation from the month of Tevet. Hey Yud, Hey Vav. Adonai, Hey Yo, Hey Wa. Adonai, Yo, Hey Yo, Hey Wa. El Rachum v'chanun, Erech apayim, V'rav chesed v'emet, Notze chesed l'alafim, Notze avon v'afesha, V'chata'a v'nake. And now we're going to utilize the verses that connect to the energy of the years. This year of the goat, 5777, has two verses that connect to its energy. One is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Zod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. Those five words, when we take the first letters of the five words, we're able to parse it into three Hebrew words, Tzatz Ki Ach, appear like brothers. When we take the last letters of the five Hebrew words, we're able to permutate it into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, Sea of Tenants. We've created five new words, all connected to the energy of the eater of the goats. We have a second verse that connects to that energy. It's Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. The name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion, is concealed in this verse. The letters that spell out the name of the year are separated from each other by seven other letters. It's called the equal letter sequence. Shoshim Ba'adonai. Hey, Yohewa, Elohechem, Adivaku, Kasher Asitem, Ad Hayom Hazel. Now we're going to go to the year 5776, the year of the pause. This is something that you can use quite extensively in Tibet, because this year of the pause, this energy of pause, is what many people need to do when they are impacted by their anger. Rather than act on the anger, they pause. The first of these two verses is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat willo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot vayechastum achechem alvim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halivim yishrei leval leitkadesh me hakohanim. There are 25 words in that verse. When we take the first letters, we're able to permutate them into 8 names of God. Adonai hey yo hey wa la la hey wa 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 yo la yo wa la me hey 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 aska reka ha. The second verse that connects to this energy of pause, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bithu ba Adonai, heyo hewa, adead, ki biya yo hey, Adonai heyo hewa, sur olamim. Now for the verses that connect to the year 5775, the year that death is swallowed up forever is the energy. Job chapter 7, verse 19 is the first verse. Kamalo tishemimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu. Mikol ha-machavoiya, asher yitchabei sham ushavtem, elai el nachom, v'chalachti yitchem, v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'hipasti, oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. And now for the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. The verse is only one verse. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leamili Israel untati vushakan takta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu vene avla laanoto kasher barishona. Now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And now the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. The Tzaddikim who left on Rosh Chodesh Tevet, the first day of Tevet. Avraham Avinu left on Rosh Chodesh Tevet. Rabbi Yair Chaim Bachrach. Rabbi Masud Raphael Afazi, Rabbi Abraham Moshe of Peshiska, Rabbi Yosef Hamara Ravi, Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Langer, Rabbi Mordechai Shlomo Berman, Fegela, she is the Rebbetzin from the first Gur Rebbe, one of the great Tzaddikim, the great founders of Hasidism, and Rabbi Yaakov Eben Sur. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. But I will say it out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam Vaed. I'm now going to unmute the phones. Does anyone have any questions?
I need to speak it very briefly. And then can I put it in touch like Beaver Girl?
I'm not hearing your question. Please speak into the phone.
No, Paul, excuse me. Stick on the spaceship. Look, what are you doing?
Does anybody have any questions? Tomorrow morning, Friday morning, we will have a class at 8 o'clock West Coast time about the Kavanah of lighting that seventh candle that we'll do Friday night.
Is that 8 a.m.?
Yes, that's 8 a.m. And that's West Coast time. We'll also teach the Kavanah of the eighth candle, so that we don't break the Shabbat itself. And then we will do Havdalah at 6 p.m. West Coast time, Saturday evening. And 7 o'clock, we will have a class on the Zohar for the Parasha of Vayigash. Sunday morning, there is no 8 a.m. class, but there is a 10:30 class, West Coast time, where we will explain the second part of the meditation of the Ner Yehud. Unfortunately, we tried to do it twice this week, and for whatever reason, didn't have enough people on the class to complete it. So we will do it this Sunday at 10:30. At 2 o'clock West Coast time, there will be a basic class in binding by striking. That's on Sunday. Monday at 4:30 will be a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 4:30, a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, a Tikkuni Zohar class. Wednesday at 4:30, a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, questions and answers. Thursday at 4:30 will be advanced reincarnation. And at 7 o'clock will be a Zohar class in the Parsha of Vayigash. Does anyone have any questions? Kodesh Tov to all of you. Have a beautiful month, a beautiful week, a Shabbat Shalom, and just generally have goodness in your life. And may we all say, Amen.
Amen.
Shalom.
What about the time for Atlanta? Hello?
Just add 3 hours to the times that I said.
When do we light the Hanukkah candles tomorrow? Is that before Shabbat?
8 a.m. is before Shabbat tomorrow, yes.
So we light the Hanukkah candles before Shabbat candles.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.